Welcome to the Shulamite Podcast, an extension of Shulamite Ministries and Shulamite.com, with weekly interviews and teaching with author and speaker Martha Kilpatrick and hosted by John Enslow. This weekly podcast is a way to stay connected to the ministry. So come experience anointed messages, not giving just another method, but a living impartation. Well, today we are on a journey back home from a trip, and so you're going to hear kind of car noises. Hopefully that's all you hear. And Martha had called me and basically told me something that was pretty amazing, and I mean, it struck me. It was something that the Lord spoke to her on her part of the trip, and I was just really struck by it, and so we wanted to share it with you because I think it's pretty dynamic, and I think it's pretty it was revelatory to me because I don't think it this way. I don't have this mindset. So Martha, tell me, what exactly did the Lord tell you?
Continue on I-75 north.
Well, to do that, I have to tell a little background. We went on a trip together, but not together. And John had something to do, and so I had about four days and alone. And that I planned that would be a time to write. I decided that was time for me to write. The bride is ready. So the first day, the Lord said, "You will rest the first day." And I really did. I didn't realize how tired I was and how I needed just simple rest and sleep and sunshine and walking, and it was just lovely. So the second day was as silent as the first day, and I thought, well, another day where I wait on the Lord. And I was perfectly at peace and had a wonderful day. Did a lot of reading and enjoyed it. The third day, there was no movement of the Spirit either. And so I was determined not to get agitated about it because the time was running out. And I didn't. I had peace. So then about the fourth day, I began to say, "Is something wrong with me?" And I went out in this area that had a table and chairs and a beautiful place with sunshine and a breeze, just perfect. I sat there. And the Lord seemed to say to me something like this: "You don't understand that I wanted to spend time with you, not that you needed to spend time waiting for me."
Because that was your purpose. You were sitting there waiting, trying to get in his presence and pursue him. And then this is his response to you.
And it is the way I always presume I must pursue him, because he's out there flying away and I have to catch up with him. And does that sound familiar?
Just a wee bit.
And I have to be, because it says, seek the Lord and his face continually. So I'm always seeking him. Are you in this book? Are you in Philippians? Where are you this morning? And it just stopped me in my tracks, because I realized he hadn't given me any anointing or any words to begin to write. He had given me nothing. And I had enjoyed just being with him without any responsibility and without any distraction. It was just lovely. But it didn't occur to me that he had taken me aside so he could be with me, focused on him. And it just was revolutionary.
So he could focus on you.
Thank you, John.
I'm getting it, because you pierced me with it. You literally right into my heart with it.
And you're helping me get it too, because we really think that he's not pursuing us, and he always is. How would we be anywhere? How would we be born again? How would we know that God is real, but that he pursued us, but that he just wanted to sit with me? No work. I feel like I'm often so focused on work that I miss the Lord. And there's no work, no responsibility, nothing but quiet. And he took me to the verse that said, "Study to live a quiet life and work with your hands." And that quiet and that silence was just lovely. And And I know that he works in secret within us in ways that we don't even recognize and don't feel and see and understand, much less know. But it didn't feel like there was any movement of the Lord. There wasn't any, okay, let's start to work on this verse, and I'll give you what to write. There was none of that. And I was wasting 3 whole days of a very precious time sitting with him, yes, but not understanding that he had brought me away so he could be with me with my focus on him and without distraction. And it was amazing.
Well, then after he had told you that and you had been impacted by it, you called me and you said, "This is what the Lord just told me, just to share." You were just sharing your, and literally it was like you had tossed a javelin right into me, and I went, "Oh my gosh, I never think of him as interested in spending time with me. That it always in my mind is I'm having to pursue him and I'm having to work to settle myself and get myself ready and deal with things or whatever. I always believe that I have to do it, and it's never there's always an effort and always a work. Oops, it's always that way. It's always that there's some work that I'm having to do, even in my relationship with God, which is just ridiculous."
He's been after me about this issue of work for at least 2 years now. I mean, he has been, passionate that I would not gear my life around work. I have a farm that is enormous responsibility. I have the ministry that I take on is an enormous responsibility. And I have a family and I have disciples. And for me, there are not enough hours in the day for the work that I feel I have to do. And he's been chastening me and talking to me and changing me. And this little visit was the fruit of all of 2 years of this. And it's, I think for John and for me, It stems from my childhood. My parents were very responsible, and they were hardworking. Both my parents loved to work and loved their work, and I saw them work. I saw my mother work in her garden, and my father work in his vegetable garden and in his work. And yet, the strange thing about my life is I'm without excuse because they didn't give me responsibility as a child. I was free to be a child. And many parents and children I've worked with, grown-up children, they were given responsibilities far beyond what a child can even bear, much less do. But my childhood was not that way. I was freely given the joy of being a child, to climb trees and walk with in the woods and tramp in the forest and with my animals and play house. I had a total childhood amazingly free of inappropriate responsibility. So I ought to know this. To be a child to me should be play. I should be at play with God. And for some reason I've taken on,
which is quite a big difference than goofing off with God. It's literally just enjoying him. Your play is just really just enjoying.
And letting him enjoy me. I don't think of him enjoying me.
And if you notice, I didn't say that because that's not how I think.
And that's the issue. It's not how I think. And I know kind of why I changed.
11 miles ahead
this way,
on the route. Slow traffic.
But the trees are blooming down here in South Georgia, and they're not blooming in the mountains, so we're enjoying it despite the traffic. Anyway, I ran across this verse when we were talking about it in Psalm 86. "For your love for me is great." No, it didn't. I misread it. How interesting. "For your love for me is very great." And I've been practicing waking up in the morning and just lying there receiving his love, whether I feel it or not. It changes my day. I just drink his love not feelings, but the reality of his love. And but anyway, I think this is life-changing in our little trip, and John was ready to hear the Lord tell him that. So I'm very grateful because you're helping me deepen it.
Well, I was deeply impacted by it because, you know, like I said, I am about effort. I am about, even in my relationship with God, I'm in the effort of being in relationship. I'm in the effort of preparing my heart, the effort of seeking Him. And it is foreign to me to actually say, oh, okay, God wants to just spend time with me. And I know some people that take that off into even a delusionary thing where, you know, there's no responsibility, no dealing, no confession, I mean, they're just literally in this just little love bubble that we're by the Atlanta airport and we have planes flying over us right now, but it just, that's shocking to me, because for him to say, I just want to take you away and I want to look at you, that's just real different. And I'm ashamed of it. I'm because I think, yeah, I should know that, but mentally and emotionally, that's not how I think it through.
And you know, John, the comforting thing to me always is that sheep are dumb and they don't learn, they're untrainable, and you have to learn the same things over and over from the Lord.
We hope you've enjoyed the Shulamite podcast. For all the latest from Shulamite Ministries, please visit us at shulamite.com, where you'll find Martha's daily devotions, posts from getalongwithgod.com, and the online library of all of Martha's writings. At shulamite.com, downloading the free Shulamite app is easy, and livingchristianbooks.com is only a click away. Thank you for joining us on this journey to discover a God worth knowing.